Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yes. That means three assignments before we meet again. That's the good part about that.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So here was our assignment from yesterday. It's not healthy to be thinking all the time. Thinking is, that was today's assignment. I'm so sorry. Here it is.
Oh, that is exciting. Oh, good stuff ahead. All right, go ahead.
At 20,
not with that one.
We
I
worry
mean with
about
the real one.
Yes. At 20, we worry about what others think of us. At 40, we don't care what they think of us. At 60, we discover they haven't been thinking of us at all. Today, commit to practicing being you as if no one is watching. How will you be? What will you do? Without that ego self-consciousness, what's possible? RL. P.S. If you catch conditioning watching you and judging, call in the mentor to remind you of who you really are. Unconditional love. Shall we hear from our first caller?
Oh, yes.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Lakota.
Hey, Lakota.
Hey, Lakota. What are you seeing?
Hey. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I just want to say thanks so much for the show, and it's so fun to get on. Right now, I'm having a clandestine love affair with practice.
And you're ready to make it official and announce it to the world?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's great. This Project Joy show, I love calling in live. And coming back to my regular work schedule, the show happens during my work day. And the voices had this story going on about I guess I won't be able to participate kind of thing. And I just asked that question, is that so? Maybe there's a way that I could. And sure enough, I found a way this week multiple times to just kind of sneak out the door and kind of participate in the show. And it's not taking anything away from work. And I'm able to call in. And now I get to get on the show. It's just great.
Well, and I would bet that the people who are paying you are happy that you spend this half hour in this way, because it does so much to make you even more the person that they hired to do that job.
There is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Good.
It's a win-win all the way around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and about this yesterday's assignment, I can't hear that information often enough. It's so helpful. It is one of those lessons that I feel like I get to see kind of over and over. There's this condition process of, conditioning, if I would listen to it, would talk me into believing that it really is important what other people think about me, and I've got to be a certain way to kind of make sure they like me. And it's just such a, when I step back and I see what that process is and what it does, it's just such a raw deal. Like, the human being gets nothing out of that. Because even if I win, other people's quote, love and approval or whatever, if I've had to abandon myself and abandon my present moment experience in order to get that, it's a hollow reward. There's nothing to it substantial. So
there's, as you say, there's nothing for you in it.
Yeah.
There's nothing for you because you're not there. You've abandoned you for that. And it's just, it'll never be anything that you want.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
exactly. So I could exactly. Because I could even be really, really, quote, successful. I could be really popular and, get all the promotions and everybody likes me and that kind of thing, and just be, miserable, feeling cut off from the source if that's where I'm putting the attention. But I've been so it's just so, thank goodness for practice, because it shows me what else is possible. And it doesn't require, in my experience, me, like, I don't have to, like, do anything crazy or amazing in order to, you know, be, you know, the most amazing version of me or anything like that. It's just as simple as getting here, getting into the body, being present with the breath, tuning into that wonderful, delicious energy that's this in the hara. It's just getting here. And then from there, it really doesn't even matter what happens. And then the funny thing too is, like, I find that my level
people
of
like you better.
Is way up. Yeah, that's the funniest thing. Like, I'm having a lot more fun, like, authentically having fun and feeling really grounded in that moment. And, yeah, it's a lot more fun to be around, I project.
Yes, yeah. Because the whole thing that you're pointing at, Lakota, is ego's contention that as you are, you're not okay. You're not enough. And it's an amazing projection because as ego is, it's true. Ego is not enough. And so when we, that part of that losing interest in what other people think, what we're really losing interest in is what ego thinks. And
yeah.
So as you say, that takes you to an interest in authenticity. And when we are focused on authentic nature, then all of the things that ego says we're not, we realize, well, actually we are. What is not that is ego. And suddenly, as you say, it just all comes together. You are with the breath, in the present, in the body. You're happy. You're lit up. You're grounded. You're a good energy guy. Everybody wants to be in that energy. Most people will assume that that's Lakota, but you know that's the intelligence animating a human form that they're actually attracted to, and so you don't need to take that on, take it personally, take advantage of it or anything else. You can just happily, you know, like the little, you know, the image of the little monk that we have who's going, the hands, you know, that one, and so you can just give it all to life. Yes, life is wonderful.
Gosh, I'm so grateful that you framed it like that, because that's just such an important point that, you know, if I turn it over to life and just let it go and say thank you, gosh, you know, then there's nothing stopping that energy. But if somehow, you know, I get identified with ego and get fearful, like, I want to, this is so good, I want to cling to it, I want to bottle it up and have it forever, you know, gosh, it's just gone.
gone right away. Yes. Yes, and we can take great comfort in that, right? None of this will work for ego. Ego can try, right? So there you are. You're in the position that everybody wants to be in, and people are attracted to that authenticity. Ego would like to take great advantage of that, right? Because people who are attracted to that energy will, you know, they'll give you all kinds of things. They'll give you their body. They'll give you their money. They'll give you their time, their attention, everything, right? And ego would love to say, yes, and I deserve it all, and it's all for me. But, of course, as you say, it's hollow, so it won't work.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. And like you said, thank goodness, you know? Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Yes, thank goodness. So even the person who gets fooled, you know, because then ego will come in and say, oh, well, you know, don't own that because, you know, then you'll be, it's not a problem. It won't work. So if I try to go in that direction, I'm going to fall on my face. Great. I just realized that doesn't work. And that's a very, very helpful, back to the mistake. No, that's not a mistake. That's a learning experience.
Yeah, life is so kind like that. There's no way to do it wrong.
Is.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The last thing I was seeing that I'll just throw out there real quick that it just seems so powerful too is that to ego, it seems like getting to that place of dropping the facade, dropping, you know, trying to be the guy that everybody likes, all that kind of stuff feels really vulnerable for ego. But for the heart, it just is like the most grounded, stable, strong, relaxed place to be. But to the ego, like move in that direction towards dropping that and just getting here, it feels so wobbly. But just, it's just great to see that. They're like, that's not the heart's fear. That's not the heart's shakiness.
That's right. That's ego. And as we suspect, ego is never vulnerable. I mean, it's a shameless whatever, right? But if it says, oh, that's so scary, then maybe you'll stop, right? Say,
yeah.
Oh gosh, you know, here's this guy, and he's really nervous, and he's vulnerable. Well, we don't want to put him in that position. Well, it's not him. So, yeah, we don't mind putting ego in that position. Go ahead and wobble, ego. Go ahead and shake. We're fine with that. I'll just be over here breathing, right?
Yeah.
Breathing and grinning.
Oh, man. Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lakota. Take good care.
Thanks, Lakota.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You know, Sherry, there were just so many wonderful things in that conversation. And three just stood out for me. We don't have to do something to be special the way ego says we are. So the fact that the premise is there's something wrong with you and therefore you have to improve yourself in order to be that extraordinary thing that people will care, love, approve of is such a bamboozle.
Yeah.
To drop that and know that what we are is life itself, it truly is that spiritual movement, because that's a recognition that which animates us animates all. And
yes,
it's the divinity is everything. It's an act of worship.
Yes, exactly. And now don't lose your other two, but I want to comment on what you just said, okay? Because here's our experience of that. Here's how we know from our own experience that this conversation is true for us, and that is when we think about the people we care about. We don't care about them because they are a carbon copy perfect person. We care about them in all of the ways that they are uniquely themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that true? I mean,
we don't.
Yeah, we're not saying, oh, well, now this is the ideal person, and I only want friends who are the ideal person. So they all have this personality, this perspective, this orientation, this sense of humor, this. When we look at our loved ones, we're appreciating them for the unique manifestation of life that they are. Now, they may be struggling with, I'm the wrong person, I should do this better, if I were more perfect, then, you know, the same story that Lakota was revealing ego putting forth. The person may be struggling with that, but we're not struggling with the fact that they are not that. We love them as they are.
Yes, and what is actually not unique is that every single human being has the same ego process.
Yeah.
Comparison, judgment, you know, self-hate, inadequacy.
Same boring little. Yep.
That's right. What makes us unique is not ego.
Right? Yes.
Well, and that
and
place
you heard one.
Oh. Well, the second one was dropping it all, and then what happens is that life animates, and it's the authenticity that attracts, not the ego.
Yes. In fact, egos repel. If we think about the people that we are not attracted to, we can readily realize it's because there's nothing there but ego.
Yes. Yeah. And I forgot my third one. So how about we bring another caller in and hear from
him? All right, it'll be back. You let us know when it gets back. All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hey, it's Anne from New York.
Well, hello, Anne.
Hi. I'm so happy to be on. I'm surprised. Yay. I guess, can you hear me?
Yes, you just moved closer to what I suspect is the speaker.
Oh.
And we can hear you much better. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I guess I just want to chime in about the Bob Hope quote about concern about what other people think.
Uh-huh.
And I guess what happened was actually this morning what dropped in was I'm doing a lot of practice with a really close friend of mine, and what I saw this morning when I was at during meditation was that part of the reason I have part of the reason ego had me believing that I have difficulty trusting people is because I'll say something that is authentic to me and then the person won't hear me, and then I'll restate what I have to say authentically to me and the person won't hear me, and then I'll go down the path of following egocentric karmic self-hate, and then I'll just get in this big spiral, and then I'm there stuck in this swirl of egocentric karmic self-hate and authentic Anne doesn't really know what to say, so then it becomes this big bumble, and then what I'm really having difficulty doing is trusting myself in certain situations. And
yes,
just this daily practice is so amazing, and thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and this is such a gift.
You are so welcome. So Anne,
yeah,
you know what the Buddha did under those same circumstances?
No.
He smiled.
Okay.
Okay. Because, so there you are, and you say something to me that feels to you like it's coming from the heart.
Yes.
And I'm caught in whatever it is that I'm caught in. If I were in the same place, if I were at center, then I would hear the sincerity in what you're expressing. Right?
Mm.
But I'm not. Mm. I'm out there somewhere locked in my own little world. And so it's obvious to you that I'm out there locked in my own little world. I'm not in any place to meet the need that you have. Now, from center, of course, we don't have any needs. So from center, we're just expressing whatever is there. If a person likes it, they don't like it, that's irrelevant. Right? From center, we're just expressing what drops in for us in the moment.
Yes.
Right? So at the moment that you get that the other person doesn't get you, if you can remember to reel it in and just smile, the whole issue will begin to dissolve in front of your eyes. Because what conditioning is now doing to you, conditioning is looking for, did they get that? Did the other person get that? No, they didn't get it. All right, well, try again, Anne. Say it another time, and maybe now you're being orchestrated.
Yes.
Ego has now taken over, and you're being set on that path of, you just can't trust people. They don't get you. They don't pay attention. Which means they don't really care. None of that is true, right? But you're being set up to go down that same route of you just can't trust people. The only person you can trust, Anne, is me, the voice in your head, telling you how dangerous and unloving people are. Yeah? So they don't get you. They're not centered. We've all been uncentered a time or two in our lives, right? So you just go, okay, well, they're not a place to really hear that right now. And you smile at them. Just go to unconditional love, realize, oh, yeah, we're all identified sometimes. But I love you anyway. So that's fine. And you just go on. And you're free.
Question. Maybe it's the way I smile, but people think that I'm making fun of them then.
Oh, yeah. Make sure that you don't have that smile. we're all so egocentric when we're egocentric that you can just smile and nod and they'll think you're agreeing with them.
Okay, I'll try it. Yes, okay, yes.
Just see how it goes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then let us know.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ann.
Okay. Go happy. Bye-bye. Go joyful.
Go happy. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that'll be the new English version of go happy, huh? Go joyful.
Yes. Go joyfully.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank you, Ann. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you.
It's such a wonderful place to move from the egocentric to the compassionate, when we move from our needs being met to recognizing that someone is not able to meet our need. That's such a beautiful movement. It's the St. Francis prayer, right? Grant that I might seek not so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
where it is.
That our ability to give because our need is not as great as the other person. And we can make that movement.
Yeah. Yeah, so with what Anne was looking at, then she smiles and the person says, well, you're laughing at me. And to have the humility to just say, no, I just realized that what I said is probably not as comprehensible as I thought when it was inside my head. What you've actually done is demonstrate a level of mastery. It lets the other person off the hook. They don't have to be self-conscious or look to conditioned mind for what they did wrong. They don't have to be afraid they're going to be rejected or not loved. And what does it take away from us? Nothing. In fact,
we've just made the movement to center from which our need has been met.
Exactly so. Well stated. Yes, exactly so. We've just gone to the one place where all our needs are always met. Yeah.
Wow. Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Janice.
Hello, Janice.
Hi. I just love everything about this whole year, Project Joy. And it was so cute, actually, to hear today's one, being announced at the beginning. And because my mind was kind of, wow, I must have missed a whole day. I thought I was going to talk about something, and it was just like, I can't even think. That's the place I need to be.
Yeah, talk about a place to smile, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, whatever.
Yeah, it was so great all around. So I think, I just had such a fun day because I had nothing going wrong, although conditioning would have said there was tons, and I was just being me in the moment of whatever was authentically arising. I kind of got trapped inside a great big building because we had to go into a place to see somebody for advice, and there are no normal buttons in the elevator. You have to put what it is you need on the outside, and some floors are locked and stuff. So going up and down the elevator, but when you get off, there's no buttons there. And it was so funny.
Oh, my God. We're trapped in conditioned mind. We're just going up and down from floor to floor, and wherever you get off, there are no buttons to tell you. Yeah. Woo.
And you have to wait for life to get somebody on some other floor to randomly push a button because they're going somewhere.
And if you can have a good time through that, you're having a good time in life, right?
Yes. And you can imagine that, some people were, well, you have to ask at this floor. We'll get off at 5. And then they didn't have a clue. Well, how did you even get in here?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
And I kind of whispered to my husband, I said, I don't think we look like terrorists, do you? Like, oh my
yeah.
God. Yeah, it was just like, here are these people just riding up and down, and life opens the doors, and whatever it is. Yeah, and all the information we needed, this is a kind of a process that we're going through right now, of just not having to think, not having to worry about what others think, and just asking questions because there is some information we need. And it was just, it keeps, the information just keeps dropping in one step at a time. So then there's no noodling and no urgency.
Yes. And you know, Janice, the thing that I just saw when you were talking about that, that is all dependent upon not holding a belief that there's another life that we should be having.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you were in, this is not how it's supposed to be going. We are having this life experience. It's the wrong life experience. We should know where we're going, and other people should put numbers on elevators. And if that were the case, this wouldn't be happening to us. If that were going on, it's hell. But if it's just, if there isn't that thought process, then we're just here realizing this is the life experience we're having. This is a life. It's not a mistake. It's not a second to the right life that we're supposed to be having if we were the right people, or if other people were the right people, or whatever. This is it. So then, what is this? Well, at that point, it sounds to me like it's fun. Like you're kind of on a scavenger hunt. And and who are you going to meet? And what clues are you going to get? And, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's great. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you. I'm going joyfully not thinking.
I'm going to joyfully not think through the rest of the day. Oh. You know, we sound like lunatics to the rest of the world. You know that, right? That's one great argument for Sangha. We're a group of people who realize that what we're talking about isn't lunatic. It's actually sane.
Yes. Well, I read somewhere that insanity is that madness is acceptable, but meditation is not.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, and that meditation is the only thing that keeps you sane, actually.
Right.
Speaking, insanity is...
Meditation in the sense of being here, right?
Right, right. Well, and the sense of that everything that is normal suppresses because we're trying to meet a standard, and so we can't be authentic. And when the breaking point arises, then we go crazy because we're not able to control it anymore. And meditation is being present for everything that's here, so no suppression involved.
Mhm. Yeah, and then we slide right over into that place of, whee!
Yeah,
this is exciting. You know, that's why so often people talk about it as being childlike, not childish, but childlike, because it gets back to that place of I have no control. I have no power. I don't know what's. I don't even understand what's going on. But wow. This is interesting, and what is that, and how about that, and what happens if I throw my yogurt against the wall?
Yes, yes.
We're all little scientists. Yeah.
So I'll go back to reading the assignment that I started off this morning with. It's not healthy to be thinking all the time. Thinking is intended for acquiring knowledge or applying it. It is not essential to living.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not sure there's any argument for it ever, even learning or applying anything. But we can all have our experience of that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you say it, Jerry, if you never had another thought?
You would be more brilliant than you can even imagine.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Because if we think of thinking as a dimmer switch on the lights, then that's what we're talking about. If there's the dimmer switch isn't operating, there's just the light.
So
that's our assignment for the day. Today, practice the simple not thinking of not attending to the incessant nattering inside the head. Instead, attend to the spaces between the thoughts rather than to the thoughts. Turn on the recorder and record the in-the-moment experience of spaces between the thoughts. What does it feel like to have attention on awareness rather than on conditioned mind?
That's a big one, that last sentence, isn't it? What does it feel like? Not what does it think like, but what does it feel like, right? What is the felt sense of attention on awareness?
Yeah.
Woo! Another exciting day.
Another exciting day. And we will see everyone back on Monday morning. So another two
That's
exciting
right.
days of assignments to come up. And we'll
look for
see
those.
what everyone did with them. All right. Happy weekend. Go happy.
Go happy. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.